This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. Israeli warplanes today bombed the Palestinian Authority's main police headquarters in Gaza City. At least 20 people were injured. Israel said there was a mortar factory inside the headquarters, a claim Palestinian officials denied. Before the attack, Palestinians fired 8 mortar shells into Jewish settlements in Gaza. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At 3:30 in the morning, Israeli F-16s flew over Gaza and dropped bombs on the Gaza police headquarters, part of which is used as a police academy. The missiles slammed into the building, scattering debris and sending policemen running. Israeli officials say that deep inside the police headquarters was a mortar factory, operating with the full knowledge of the Palestinian Authority. The Israeli airstrike came after more than 2 days of quiet following the first wave of Israeli retaliation for last weekend's Palestinian suicide bombings. Israel said that time out was to give the Palestinian Authority a chance to crack down on Islamist militants like Hamas, which claimed responsibility for the bombings, and Islamic Jihad. During that time, Palestinian officials say they've arrested 180 militants, but Israel says only a few were high-level activists. Israeli government spokesman Ambassador Avi Pazner says the Palestinian Authority's efforts so far are only cosmetic.
We want to see serious, real action against terrorism. We want the people who are preparing attacks against Israel put in jail. We want the people who are mobilizing terrorists put in jail. We want the people who are educating terrorists put in jail. We want the people who are financing terrorists put in jail. We want to see serious action against terrorism. We have not yet seen it.
Yesterday, a gun battle broke out between Hamas supporters and Palestinian policemen after the police placed Hamas spiritual leader Sheikh Ahmad Yassin under house arrest. Palestinian journalist Mohammed Wahidi says Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is choosing the wrong targets.
It was surprising us that Sharon decided again to keep shelling Gaza. And shelling Gaza when and where? He's not shelling any target of Hamas or Jihad or whatever. He's shelling people, he's shelling a school, a college of police, at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, this is totally crazy.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is under increasing pressure from all sides. A new poll published in Israel's Maariv newspaper today found more than half of all Israelis want Arafat toppled, and almost three-quarters back massive military retaliation for suicide bombings. Hamas vowed to continue those bombings and threatened to attack Arafat's Palestinian Authority if Sheikh Yassin is not released from house arrest. Even voices inside Arafat's own movement say the struggle must continue, like Marwan Barghouti, head of Arafat's Fatah faction.
Resistance is right for the Palestinian people who are under occupation, and we have this right according to the UN resolutions. We will continue to do that. The strategy of Fatah didn't change, and we will continue to adopt this strategy to concentrate our struggle in the occupied territories.
The international community is trying hard to find a way out of the cycle of violence. The Egyptian foreign minister yesterday met the Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Today, U.S. mediator General Anthony Zinni has arranged a meeting between Israeli and Palestinian security officials, the first since last weekend's suicide bombings. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.